The pace of change in technology makes it so much more available, so much more poignant in the lives of children, and the recruitment of children and the seduction of children to get involved and engaged with organizations is another piece of this problem that hasn't been dealt with very much at all. There are two main reasons and two main roles that technology can be a problem in this situation. One, children have always been attracted to things that are colorful, things that are bright, and things that are fun, what they think are fun. Smartphones, computers to many kids, games, things like that that are on these computers are some of the ways in which they get involved with computers. And terrorist organizations is the other part of this equation. They recognize that they can use these pieces of technology to attract and recruit children. And when you look at many of the situations that that have taken place in this country, when we talk about those pages of teenagers being involved in terror plots, they've been radicalized using the internet, and terror groups know that. So that's the real problem that technology plays in this situation that we're dealing with, where kids are involved and caught in this web of terrorism.
Is anything being done to try and fix it?
Not enough. Terribly, sadly, not enough. People are so busy. People think in many countries that children are taboo when it comes to terrorist organizations, but they're not. And people think, for some strange reason, that it's not a real bad problem. But when you look at what took place in Nigeria, if it wasn't a problem then, it can almost be guaranteed that some other terror group is going to see what Boko Haram did and recognize that they can copycat it.